My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Kenny.
I was unaware we had a show this morning.
Unaware?
Yeah.
Did you get your rods and cones mixed up?
Oh, so you and Keith make fun of me for saying that.
I like that term. Okay. Oh, no, I've incorporated that. I think Sarah has been like, where'd you get that?
Oh, really?
Friend of mine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, okay. She doesn't listen.
Never mind. No, thank God. Then why do you care so much when I start making fun of her?
Well, part of me is egging you on, though.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Fair enough. Sorry about that. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot we had a show this morning. I didn't know I was supposed to. It's news to me that I was going to be playing this morning, and that's it.
News to you?
Yeah, I was trying to be coy about the whole Deshaun Watson thing. I mean, it's a football game. He's a football player. Wouldn't you expect that there would be a possibility he play out there? If there's honestly, guys, like there is a thing where you got to kind of go. It's Monday, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 6. Probably, unless I know I have the day off, I should probably plan on being there. And it's a game in Seattle, and we've talked about it.
A week from now.
I can't believe. So when did Kevin Stefanski say he was going to play? The day before?
No, it's been a few weeks. It's been a week at least.
No, since he was going to play in Seattle.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't been a week.
No, I thought it was a news story earlier this week.
I thought it was the first time he mentioned it was this week. It was like Monday or Tuesday. That's why I was like, maybe even Wednesday. No, it wouldn't be Tuesday because they were out on Tuesday. Maybe Wednesday. So it's like 24 hours. Nobody told him in 24 hours?
Mary Kay asked Stefanski if he'd play in Seattle, and he said, yep. Yeah. It was like a 4-second clip.
And
we played it on the show.
When was that?
I'm looking for it now.
Okay. Either way, how did he not know he was playing in Seattle?
Let me ask you, Kenny.
How did he not know?
Let me personalize this for you.
Please.
Because you've been very open about who controls certain things in your house.
My wife.
And
the media.
And my wife has jumped on me about not being up to speed on dates. Like, we will talk about things before bed when I'm kind of, you know, half awake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, she'll be like, well, what? Well, what was I doing today? What do you mean? You had work. No, I had a hair appointment. You didn't ask me how the hair was. You know, it's like one of those things. So I'm just totally, totally out of the loop on so much of what's happening in my life consistently. So for you, Do you keep your calendar? Are you up to speed? Do you have all your dates and
times? I just assume it's a day of work and then we'll be there.
No, no. But there's different. There's difference from being there.
No.
Because Deshaun was going to be on the plane
and
be there.
Okay. You're wrong, though. I figure if I show up to the room, I'm going to broadcast at some point, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it doesn't make any sense to me. It was on Monday, by the way.
So
Keith
here we
is
are.
Keith is Viclet that I didn't know was on a Monday of all times.
This is
all right,
quick.
Sorry.
Here it is.
Can you share if you will play Deshaun in that third and final?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah, I want to make sure we get. You
Monday.
Know what? Not going to start a fight there. I wanted to. I'm not going to start an argument. Let the marble mouth of Crawford County lift his weights.
He said, "Yeah, that's the plan."
Okay. And then, yeah, because we made a mention because the kids were cheering.
So we all ran with it. You're right. And we all ran with it and said he is playing. Was there a follow-up on Tuesday? Well, they weren't practicing on Tuesday.
They had
Wednesday.
On Tuesday.
Was there a follow-up?
Well, there were
like,
some things they wanted them to talk about on Tuesday.
Is that still the plan? I'm trying to find wiggle room for Stefanski and Watson here to make this make sense. Because when we saw it yesterday, we're like, this makes zero sense. So then I thought, well, that doesn't make sense, that it doesn't make sense. This is a very smart front office. This is a very smart coaching staff. Two-time coach of the year.
Well, I don't
Deshaun
understand.
Wants to get back on the field. We vouched for him consistently and said that he wants to get back on the field.
It don't make no sense. No offense to Cam Justice, but was it because he was focused? And I'm sitting there thinking, well, if he's focused, that means he's definitely planning on playing at some point, and then he would have to be told he's not playing maybe against Seattle. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, wouldn't you have to know? I just don't understand how he wouldn't have known. I don't understand. Daryl said he was playing coy. They didn't know. Maybe he didn't. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard Daryl on the afternoon show, and when he was asked about it yesterday, I think by Nick, he's like, oh, no, he's just playing it coy. Other reporters did not take it like that at all. Other reporters were like, is there no line of communication right now between the two? So here's Daryl yesterday answering that question.
He knows. I mean, Kevin Stefanski said after practice that they communicate. Like, he knows. He's expected to play in that preseason finale up in Seattle.
Now, go back. Oh, and if you could, because you had
it
in the open.
Okay, so he knows. So why is he being coy?
I want to hear this, because in the open that was played right before we came on the show.
Let me hear you.
Stefanski, there was a question like, basically along the lines, are you guys even talking about this? And
well, let me give you both Stefanski and Watson. So be Watson's first and then Stefanski.
All right.
Kevin said you are playing. And I said you're understanding.
No, that was the first time I heard that. So I don't know. But if I am, I'm playing.
Yeah. The team's planning to have you play.
Okay.
I appreciate the game. You can't hear that?
That's fine with me, yeah. I don't even know.
Deshaun said that he was just kind of learning that the plan was for him to play in Seattle today. Is that more of him being focused on these joint practices, treating it like game reps?
Yeah, he's focused on what he has to do right in front of him, which is how it should be.
But you did communicate with him that the plan is for him to play in preseason.
We communicate a lot, yes.
It's got to be a lot of fun to live life like that and have no idea what's coming up tomorrow or the day after.
Okay, that is kind of, that's what I'm saying.
Whatever comes at
that
you, baby.
That is kind of how I'm living. I'm day by day.
You and Deshaun Watson got a lot in common. You guys are living a fun life. That is interesting.
Stefanski, do you think he answered that question there truthfully and accurately?
Does he ever answer a podium question truthfully or accurately?
He can beat around the bush sometimes.
No, he just doesn't answer.
Yeah, but
I'm not accusing him of lying. I just say he doesn't answer.
Yeah.
He just doesn't give you anything.
Listen to it again.
Okay.
Deshaun said that he was just kind of learning that the plan was for him to play in Seattle today. Is that more of him being focused on these joint practices, treating it like game reps?
Yeah, he's focused on what he has to do right in front of him, which is how it should be.
But you did communicate with him that the plan is for him to play in preseason.
We communicate a lot, yes.
I imagine they communicate a lot.
Is he answering that question there?
No. He said we communicate a lot.
Like in general,
yeah, they talk
yes.
a lot. He's the head coach of the football team, and he's a franchise quarterback. I'm sure they talk a lot.
Yes, there are conversations we've had in the history of our relationship. But he's not really saying there that he told him that he was going to be the quarterback. As far as Watson's concerned, I also on the afternoon show yesterday.
It's not a.
It's it, look every.
It's not a complete devolve of. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm looking up in the sky.
I was just gonna say, you know, Watson was having some fun with it, so I can understand why Daryl thought maybe he was being coy.
Okay.
But I also I think it's fair to say Deshaun just doesn't. He doesn't take those opportunities in front of the media to really get out any kind of a message. He doesn't really, it sounds like he doesn't really value that experience. Like, there are some guys who I think they may want to be future coaches in the NFL, and they'll give you, you know, a well thought out, or they'll give you a spin or like a political answer. Deshaun, I mean, if you heard him in that part of the press conference, he's like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, he's not trying to lend any credence to the fact that there are bigger plans here, or there's a larger context.
Well, I don't think it's a bad, I don't think it's a horrific thing or anything like that. It's not like, oh, this thing is already off the rails. Mm-hmm. It was just odd. This has happened before.
It was surprising.
You know, this is like the third time since he's been here where there's like been like a, oh, I did not know I was doing that. And I'm not even talking with just Deshaun. I'm talking like everything. Like, oh, he didn't know this, or they didn't know. Oh, that's news to me. Like, there's always, like, something there. I'm going, you guys messing with us? You messing with us? What are you doing? And the whole thing, is he focused on the reps before? Okay, you kind of got to have an idea. It's only next week. Like, there's got to be an idea. Like, hey, you just got cleared for contact after the preseason game in Seattle, or preseason game on Saturday, because everybody was all upset that he didn't play because Joe Burrow played or whatever. And so he just got cleared for contact. Then he goes out against Minnesota. Okay, but he's not going to play on the Saturday game. All right, that's understood. But there had to be some sort of a plan. Like, we're going to not have you play against Minnesota, but you're going to be taking these reps in the live action, even though you're going to be wearing a different color jersey like everybody else. And so you're not going to be getting banged up in that case. And then maybe against Seattle, we give you a quarter or a series or whatever they plan on doing. Like, that's what I thought the natural order of things would be.
So
that had to have been discussed. There's no way that wasn't discussed. Stop messing with us.
Well, there are so few similarities between what we do for a living, or what you listening at home does for a living, whether it's the teacher, the insurance agent. Like, what we do and what they do are so totally different. But this is a case where I think everybody who's listening right now, or us talking, we have all been a part of, hey, guys, come on, communicate. You guys got to talk more. You got to communicate. I mean, it's a part of every meeting.
Sometimes there's too much, like when I get text in the middle of a segment.
It says, that can be something that can hold you back at times. But there is no doubt that communication is an issue in every workplace. It's the one thing every superior will talk to their employees and say, come on, guys, we got to communicate. And almost to the point where it just is a put off, right? It's like, all right, I'm done talking about communication. I wonder what it is with a quarterback, and do you think every building it's the exact same in the NFL? This is a very different set of circumstances here with the Browns. Like, it's weird because the quarterback was not drafted here. He has a guaranteed contract, so there's like no incentives. There is not an obvious order of operations.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to lose his job in the middle of the year.
No.
But at the same time, hasn't played well enough to keep a job like in other buildings if it wasn't the exact same situation. Like Russell Wilson last year, he could be benched. So that's weird.
It is his job.
The whole thing here is different than it is in most buildings.
Let me ask
like
you a question.
Joe Burrow in Cincinnati, like we brought up, and he's coming back from an injury. There is no question about what's next for the Bengals, like if it doesn't work out with Joe Burrow this year. There's zero question, right? There's zero question about it.
What are you implying there's zero question with him?
With Joe Burrow.
What,
like if Joe Burrow had a bad stretch, if the Bengals got off to 2-6 this year and Joe Burrow didn't play well, there's no discussion in Cincinnati like, who's going to play quarterback here next year? No, it's Joe Burrow. So that's why I'm saying this situation does not mirror too many other situations in the NFL. In fact, I would argue it's as unique as it gets as far as NFL goes. Like, normally you have your standard procedures, your pecking order, and all of that. This is just weird where where there's no good numbers that show that Deshaun Watson is like an elite quarterback with the Browns. He hasn't played enough. He's been inconsistent.
Yeah,
then he has surgery.
Well, that's all been done to death.
Yeah, we've been all over all of that. So I'm wondering what that dynamic is between him, the head coach, new offensive coordinator, and this organization. I just don't know what that is.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Does he know he's playing against Dallas?
Isn't that the opener?
Yep.
I think so.
It was a joke. I was hoping somebody would at least break in with something, Owen.
That's what I thought of your joke.
Well, I'm just saying.
Now that's a joke.
Thank you very much.
Like, Deshaun's not on a pitch count or anything like that in the opener, right?
No, don't put that in people's heads.
No, I'm not even trying to.
Okay.
Don't do that. But you know,
it's in my head now, Anthony.
But from the moment the training camp started,
should walk onto the field in the middle of the third quarter and like do a tap and bring in Jameis Winston.
From the moment we started training camp and everything,
the football,
when talking
to the offensive line,
when Jameis was talking about his mental. What was it? It was
intentional leadership with mental repetitions.
And they kept
intentional leadership of him taking mental reps. When he throws it, he spins it.
Remember, and they kept showing him many times not throwing it, like holding on to the ball.
Yeah.
And we were like, we don't really see that too much.
Mental rep.
So it got people wondering and got people going down a path like, is he going to be fine? And then he doesn't play in the first game, but C.J. Stroud does, and Burrow does, and Mahomes does. Yeah, people I think are just a little on edge on how close is he to normal Deshaun Watson?
So are we chalking this up to what? To being coy, goofing around, whatever, or is this like something that causes something later? Do you keep in the back of your mind? What are we doing with this?
Yeah, I think everything is always in the back of your mind.
Ah, damn it. Okay. I wanted to just chalk it up to something and move on with it.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping to do.
We can move on with it. I don't think this is the end of the world. I don't think this means they're going to miss the playoffs.
Yeah, but if you keep it in the back of your head, that means we're not moving on from it. There's so many things that happen that we just go, no big deal, we move on. I just want to say, no big deal, and move on.
We didn't even know who was going to be calling the plays till a week and a half ago, right?
Yeah.
Did Deshaun Watson know?
Yeah. He absolutely knew.
So he knew that, but he didn't know that he was playing in the Seattle
game. And that's why I think that I think that Daryl's right. He had to be playing at coy to some level.
Would make you feel better, right?
Hell yeah, it'd make me feel better.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
I hate to grab the wheel here. Did you see the NASCAR penalty? This is about the last 48 hours.
And this is what we watched. We played that clip earlier in the week, right?
That was Joey Logano. He's a piece of crap. He sucked. He sucks his entire life. That was Joey Logano after the race at Richmond Sunday night when Austin Dillon bumped him out of the way and then hooked Denny Hamlin into the fence.
Which I was fine with. I had no problem with it.
NASCAR came. I did not necessarily care for the Denny Hamlin hooking into the fence.
I won a championship in Midnight City Dub Edition doing the same thing, so...
NASCAR came out, they let Austin Dillon keep the victory, but they won't count it towards his playoffs. They docked him 25 driver's points and owner's points. Richard Childress, one of the longtime owners of NASCAR, and his spotter. I didn't hear his spotter. I think his spotter just kind of let his intrusive thoughts take over. There's audio of his spotter out there where he's going, wreck him! Wreck him! Wreck him! It's ridiculous. Some people thought it might be doctored because the audio and the video don't necessarily sync up. NASCAR's like, yes, it does. He's gone for three races. This is what happens.
I want more wrecks at the finish line.
Is NASCAR an entertainment product to you?
Yes. Well, it's supposed to be.
Owen?
Yeah, they haven't made it an Olympic sport yet.
So then what they're doing right now is working. That's all there is to it. I grew up watching NASCAR.
It's got some good chatter.
And so there's a lot of classic NASCAR fans, race fans, who hate it. Because of the penalties, because of the restarts all the time, the double file restarts, because all it's done to do is to doctor and to influence the end of the races so nobody can get away. They've lowered the horsepower. Why? So nobody can get away, so nobody can be dominant. And then when you have a playoff atmosphere, then you have what happened there, because Austin Dillon is 32nd in points. Now, and he got up to 26, and now he's 31st in points again. He's had a horrific year, and he would have made the playoffs. And it's like, well, I can just win one race, and I can make the playoffs, and that's it, since I'm a full-time driver.
I think he should do a press conference, say they're out to get me.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Persecuted.
Left, turn it.
I think the more races you can get where you've got to finish like that, I'm on board with.
Jeff Bodine, Jeff Burton.
They have a chance to get me with finishes like that.
Dale and Dale.
One time.
I saw him do it.
Should those be my lyrics when I finish up NASCAR talk?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, Cleveland Browns ending their second day of their split dual scrimmage, their joint practice with the Minnesota Vikings. Kenny, were you there yesterday?
No, I was there on Tuesday.
You were there on Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Man, my rods and cones.
Well, there's been some concern about the offensive line, at least according to the reporting.
Yeah.
It looks like it's been very difficult for Watson and really that offense at times to get in any kind of a rhythm. Here's Deshaun Watson on that offensive line and why maybe he's not so concerned.
I'm very confident in my offensive line. Each one of those guys, they work hard, they study hard, they try hard. So all that stuff can be fixed. And that's why we go through training camps and we practice against different teams. Yeah, overall, you know, there's some good things out there. Keep stacking these days, keep learning, keep growing from it. It's not going to always be perfect, but, you know, we always strive to be perfect, and that's why we call it practice and training camp.
I said yesterday that I'm not all that concerned with penalties at this juncture. I think this is like the only allowable time, not for a head coach. Obviously, the head coach never wants to see those, but in terms of being able to learn from it, and try to figure out where you're at. I mean, all right, get them out of your system now, because obviously come game one, it's not going to be allowable. It's not. It's. I mean, those are the things that can sink you in a game. Those are going to kill drives. Those are going to put Deshaun Watson in third and tens and third and 15s. And that's a disaster, especially when you've got pass rushers like the Cowboys have. So that is the one thing I would say that I'm not overly concerned about it now. It would be nice to get Jedrick Wills and, you know, get guys healthy so that you actually have your offensive line. I think that's definitely one of the takeaways so far is, all right, everybody banging on Jedrick Wills, but look at what it is if he's not there. I mean, it can be scary.
It can be. I don't like stupid penalties, false starts, things like that. I've grown to accept offsides because they're timing. And Myles Garrett's one of the best in the business. Yeah, so I've learned to... you don't want to happen every single play, obviously, but you learn to kind of take the good with the bad.
I think Browns fans are okay with Myles Garrett committing one, maybe even two of those a game, if it means he's going to wreck shop.
Yeah.
And keep quarterbacks on their toes. Meanwhile, Huntley, DTR, the two quarterbacks that we will see this week, could be quite a showdown. And Stefanski, on his very own show, is heard right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan, on the challenges that face those quarterbacks right now.
I can tell you our quarterbacks got challenged this week. That's a good defense from a schematic standpoint. It's a good defense from a player standpoint. There was good battles, you know, back and forth. But just to see a different scheme that has different rules. Again, we've been going up on the offensive side. We've been going up against our defense, which has very specific rules to how we play. Now it's so different, and we need that as you get ready for the season.
I'm still surprised Tyler Huntley signed here. Are you?
No.
To me, has he not proven that he could make spot starts in the NFL? Like, it just seems like there
made
are
the
other
Pro Bowl 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, that was an all-timer. This is going to be a 30 for 30 documentary on how he made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
4 or 5 games.
I feel like there would have been other teams where it would have made more sense for him to sign. This is the one team I don't really think it made much sense at all for him to sign after they took DTR in the draft.
Especially with the what contract favors our salary cap more.
Yeah. And
the
we're already
one,
and what are we already talking about?
Well,
with,
what was the deal?
Did we offer
him something that was more guaranteed? I mean, because you end up trading for the player, but you also trade for the contract. So
yeah.
If you trade for Tyler Huntley and you need him that badly, Andrew Berry and I gave him $750,000 more guaranteed. All right, well, that's $750,000
okay, so
more guaranteed.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
so,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I've just been thinking all along there are other teams that are in a very different quarterback situation.
Yes, there are.
And he has proven that he's able to start games. And I would have thought he'd want to hit the ground running on another team where he was really going to see playing time.
Yeah, but it might have been a question of dollars and cents. Some teams were only able to offer him this. Yeah. Maybe the Browns offered him more, knowing that, hey, yeah, we'll probably trade you. Even Minnesota is a possibility, even though it seems that they're pretty set with Sam Darnold and Nick Mullins, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see where that goes.
One final note. Ryan Day, down in Columbus yesterday, making it official. The new starting quarterback of the 2024 season, in which the Buckeyes come in ranked
number two, right behind Georgia.
Many accounts have the most talented roster in all of college football. It is going to be a lot of pressure.
Wonder what somebody from Georgia would have done to Denny Hamlin.
A lot of pressure on this new quarterback. Here's Ryan Day on the decision and Will Howard.
We're excited about Will being the starter. Will has really taken a command of the offense, I believe. You feel him in the huddle. You feel his experience. I think he did a really good job of changing his body in the offseason. So he's become a threat both with his legs and with his arm. And the more he understands what he's doing out there and when he does, he's really executing very well.
I know there'll be more comprehensive discussion on Sons of the Shoe with Spencer German and Nick Wilson. Kenny, you've seen Will Howard?
Yeah.
Now, he was a little banged up last year. At one point, got benched. Is this the guy that can win a national championship with Ohio State?
They're a very talented team, so yeah, it's a distinct possibility. Like, if Carson Beck were to go down for Georgia, I think that there's a couple of questions with Georgia looming. And I'm not talking about culture or anything like that. They got a lot of talent. That offense, though, like Georgia's defense, I think has actually been somewhat underrated by the general fan. I think we always pay attention to offense. Their offense, though, has a couple of struggles in it. And like if they lose him, you might not be really talking about them as your sincere threat in the college football playoff. Oof. There might be other teams that you have to worry about. So they might be in the driver's seat, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
All right, Cavs schedule came out. They're going to open up on the road against Toronto Raptors October 23rd. And how about this? Welcoming back J.B. Bickerstaff his Detroit Pistons for the home opener on October 25th.
Has to stand there and go through all the home opener hoopla and all that stuff and then have to coach his team. It's
Will there be warm embraces?
Between him and Jared Allen?
Yeah.
You have to wait to find out. I would imagine no.
There's a rumor that he shaved the fro, but no one's seen a picture.
All right. Well,
that's it for last night.
We have our very best people monitoring the situation.
Oh, Mitch, get on it.
And we will break in with everything that we possibly have when we possibly can. You see any of the Patriots game last night? There was no Guardians. So
I had no idea I'm not playing stupid. I had no idea there was an NFL game last night.
You're not playing stupid. You are stupid.
It's Thursday. It's the beginning of a new week.
Yeah, man. What are you talking about?
Where was the game broadcast?
The game was broadcasted in New England, in Foxborough, where the Philadelphia Eagles and the New England Patriots did battle. And the Eagles won it 14-13. Drake May played. He went 6 of 11 in the game. Bailey Zappe played. Jacoby Brissett played. Nobody really played of any significance for the Philadelphia Eagles. Ramondre Stevenson was on the sideline. Steve Burton is a sideline reporter on the television network over there in New England. They do something a little bit differently. They're kind of trying to do like a Manning cast. I was watching this earlier this morning at like 3 a.m. They try to do like a Manning cast type of thing. It's pretty cool. Brian Hoyer is on the broadcast, by the way. Your guy is on the broadcast. But Steve Burton is the guy on the sidelines. And they had Ramondre Stevenson. And I don't know if you lead him wrong, but you've been a sideline reporter, Tone. You kind of know how this goes. Let me know because I don't know how you could hate. I don't know how you can hate preseason football when you get gems like this.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him, and who's going to step up in his place?
I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And yeah, I'm excited for Mayo, and I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about Mayo. You're talking about your defensive teammate.
Why even bother it, unless they were running a graphics package and there was video talking about Judon, right, who just left.
Right.
Why not just go with the answer that he gave? And then do another question about whoever you want to ask. The audience doesn't know.
You could always just go, also, Matt Judon gone. What was your reaction to that? You could just do that.
Yeah,
not just Bill's gone, but Matt Judon is gone.
I have no idea why he felt the need to correct it.
I wish people could see the look on Ramondre's face. He's like, why would you do that to me? Why would you do this? What a gem. How could you hate preseason football? I'm sorry. You get the local stuff, the whole flavor. Yeah. I love it. But yeah, Browns and Vikings coming up Saturday, tomorrow, 4:25. You're home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. Your flagship home floor for it. Kickoff at 4:25. Jim Donovan on the call with Gerard Cherry in the booth. Training camp report time. Owen, hit it.
Training camp update brought to you by Classic Chevy and Classic Ford in Menor.
So in this game tomorrow, there's no real starters of any significance playing. And you know, we have a quote from Daryl coming up. And Mitch is going to go through one of the big rites of passages coming up. More on that at around 7 o'clock. A lot of people worried about the offense here. Matthew Coller, who we share a birthday, by the way, local guy, is in Minnesota. He hosts podcasts and does a lot of media with the Vikings and covers the Vikings, and a really nice guy. He was on Jonathan Peterlin's show last night on the Overtime with Jonathan Peterlin. Matthew Coller, I mean, was as nasty as it gets about the Browns offense here against the Vikings. Hit it.
Destroyed him. Yep, totally crushed him. It was a horrible 2 days for Deshaun Watson, for the entire Browns offense. Watson and Winston threw picks left and right. They were getting sacked all the time. In the two-minute drill, nothing happened at all for the Browns offense. It was one-sided for both teams. It was probably as bad of as far as entertainment value practices you're ever going to see, because the defenses were so much better. I thought Watson looked confused in a lot of ways. I mean, they still completed some passes, but it was 100% one-sided.
You know, everybody's talking about how much of the offense clicked at the Greenbrier. And ever since they've got back, it's kind of one step forward, two steps back. There's been discussion about Deshaun's body language to the point of where they had to have conversations. Or I read Mary Kay's article about the conversations with him and Jameis Winston, about Jameis Winston kind of helping him clear the mechanism there over in training camp. And some of the frustrations that have played into this training camp since they've returned offensively, where just things seem to work out well for a little bit of flashes. And I got to admit, the way it's described to me and the way it looks from the little I've seen is that, because it's, you know, sometimes far away, but from what I've seen, it's almost been like Deshaun's career. You see these flashes of what could be, and then there's some frustration that plays in.
I thought one of the things most, me included, and I'll say you, I'll say everybody in town, one thing that we probably overlooked was, oh yeah, they're installing a new offense. And we just thought, because Stefanski's here and Watson's here and Njoku's here, and now you're getting Nick Chubb back and you've got Amari Cooper and, you know, all the names on the offensive line are names you know. Even if they're banged up, they're names you know. Like, I think a lot of people just assume that, oh yeah, they'll be able to inject whatever new plays in there. They're going to be able to figure that out. That stuff takes time. That stuff does take time. And in fact, as we know, just in watching the NFL, that's stuff that takes time during the season. That's not just for most teams. For most of the NFL, it's not something you can just figure out, especially like the Greenbrier. You're going up against your own guys. You're hearing the same calls. Like, now you're actually seeing another team that is capable, and they've got some dudes on that defense. Well, yeah. It's not going to be easy. See, you're still figuring things out. You're committing penalties pre-snap.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And this is why, hey, all jokes aside and all, I do believe that Deshaun Watson was probably just trying to be goofy up there at the podium yesterday when he was saying it was news to him. I think I want to agree with Daryl on that, because you have to have a plan. And that's why you have to get these guys out on the field and get them as many live reps as you possibly can. I understand that you don't want to play them against Minnesota. You have a bunch of twos on twos. This has been discussed already between Kevin O'Connell and Kevin Stefanski, and this was agreed upon probably months ago when we first found out about these two teams getting together for joint practices and then for the preseason game on Saturday. But next week in Seattle, it is imperative. And I don't know how it's going to go. It's not imperative that he goes 7-for-8 and they score a touchdown on the opening drive. That's not imperative.
That'd be nice.
It's imperative that they get any information that they can with whatever time that they have together with the ones, and that they can go and say, we did this against Vanilla, or we did this. Maybe Seattle try to blitz here, something in there. We could start to work on some of these other things, because it's so very hard when you're going against air or you're going against scout, because you go live so little. You go live so little. So there is, yes, there's time. I mean, you get 90 minutes just about where you can work and do certain things. You get your individual, and there's certain things that are seen. But I think that you are right about it. You can't underestimate the changes that are going on within this offense. What I am afraid of, though, what I do worry about, I'm not worried about this right now. Matthew Coller, I like Matthew Coller. What he said is what he said, and I respect his report. What does worry me, though, is that if they go a month into the season and they're 2-2 and things aren't necessarily the way they want it to go, do you go back to the old ways? Do you kind of do that? Because remember, what happened in Buffalo? Well, this offense, it's a bit wonky. We need to streamline things. And then immediately, yeah, they did start putting up more yards and they put up some more points and they used Ken Dorsey as a scapegoat. You brought Ken Dorsey in here not to save anything, but to help it. And I don't want it to go the other way. So it might take a minute to get this thing worked out between these guys. 216-474-0092. Is there any worry about this offense? Defense, I like. Defense, I really like. Offense, there is a concern, but I think it's explainable.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.